Tim, do you know what time it is?
Look, I didn't have to take my daughter to school this morning.
Do you understand what time it is?
I got to sleep in a little bit.
More than 1 hour ago, I got the room all set up and I went to...
I'm so proud of you.
...to check, find my...
I'm
see
very
how
proud
close
of you.
You were. I made my coffee so that it would be nice and hot when we sat down.
I was
at
waiting
11.
For you to call me. You never did.
Do I need to call you to wake you up? Morning, buddy. This is your call time. Just
well,
call
once,
to make sure
you know.
You're...
Once 10:30 hit, I was like, "Is he even at the office?"
Yes, Tim.
You were here. I was not.
I was ready. I was prepared. I had show notes ready to go.
It's been a week. It's been a weekend.
I prayed over the equipment to. I did. That's a lie. I didn't do that.
Maybe you should have,
Tim. We've got serious ministry things to talk about.
I know we do. That's like, what I'm saying.
Last week we did not record because you were literally in the hospital
with an elder.
With one of your elders.
Yes.
We have serious ministry things that happened. Also some silly ministry things that happened.
That's the week in ministry.
That's kind of the summation of ministry each and every week because, well, yesterday was Sunday.
And this is the morning after.
Welcome to the Morning After Ministry Show. A caffeine-fueled look back on the week and ministry that was.
Anthony Allen Campbell, I typically don't agree with your baseball takes, but there are few things on the planet that I hate more than the Houston Astros. And
yeah.
Also, as a team that got swept by the Rangers, I would like to see the Rangers do really, really well because it makes me feel less bad about the Rays' ineptitude.
Steve is loving the doctor added to Andrew's name.
You know,
he was very upset a couple weeks ago. I forgot to put it on there. He let me have it for like 5 days.
That is not true. The font looks a little bit ridiculous. If we're gonna do it, what do we make this in? Like over, or I think that's called like GoDaddy Studios.
I'm sure we made this in Keynote.
It looks like a very fancy font.
CJ says the Astros bringing it home tonight. Ugh. Why? CJ,
I thought you were a Christian.
You've been banned.
I thought you were a Christian.
No longer will I show your comments on the screen.
That is hurtful. Tim.
I'm kidding. We might.
We've got.
But no more Astros.
We've
content.
Got lots of stuff to talk about.
It's a lot.
The show notes had some fun and some whimsical things, yep. But also some heavy things. So, of course, we're going to start off with something that's not in the show notes. Tim.
I'm listening.
I don't go to your church.
You have been to my church.
I've been to your church, but I'm not a member there. I'm not related to anyone who's a member there.
Correct.
Hey, how about you let me get married there?
Andrew.
What do you think?
We have a policy.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy? We have a policy. If you are not a member or a family member of a member of Lakeview Church, typically the answer is no.
Well, I'm in ministry. Does that count at all?
So this is the one exception to the rule.
Okay.
And it's,
hey, you work at an ugly church, come get married at ours. Is that the name of the policy, the ugly church policy?
You are a fellow brother or sister in ministry.
You're a co-laborer.
We love you. We're going to open our doors for you.
CJ, you've been unbanned. That's really funny.
Andrew has no policies for marriage. I think we've cut on to that. Look, Lakeview is a beautiful campus. There's no denying it. You literally have a lake view. You can do an indoor wedding, an outdoor wedding. It's beautiful. However, we have a very small staff, very small.
If we do an outdoor wedding, can I at least have access to the indoor facilities?
If you need to use the restroom, if the bridal party needs to get changed, sure, we'll give you a key so you can get in there and use the restroom and, you know, make sure you look nice and pretty before your big day.
Okay. Have those policies ever been violated, Timothy? Timothy Allen Miller? Reverend Timothy? How was your weekend, buddy?
Mary Adam, I'd like to issue a formal apology to you, my fellow staff member who texted me late Saturday night, explaining to me all of the things that had to be done after said wedding was completed that did not get completed in order to be ready for Sunday morning. Boy, did I feel bad. The reason I felt so bad is because this particular wedding was on me. It was one of those, hey, looking for a favor. Can you do me a solid? And you know, I'm like, yeah, we can make that happen for you.
A co-laborer.
We can do that, buddy.
A co-laborer who understands what the facility is actually used for.
Yeah.
And would never mistreat it.
Man, if you're going to take chairs out of the worship center, go ahead and put those chairs back.
Yeah.
Also, why are you taking chairs out of the worship center?
For an outdoor wedding.
For an outdoor wedding. Which we'd already supplied chairs.
Yeah.
So I guess they needed more chairs and thought worship center.
Here are these chairs that are linked together in nice orderly rows.
Hey,
let's undo that. But, you know, it's not like they broke anything. Oh.
Like, I didn't know anything was broken until I got a text Sunday morning, 5 minutes before service. Oh, by the way, we broke a few things.
Sometimes you can't wait to get to the hotel for the honeymoon. And no, that's inappropriate.
I just don't get it. We've done so many weddings.
I
And every time Mary and I are like, you know what? Why do we say yes to these things?
But the fact that it's somebody else in ministry is the goofy part to it.
The pictures were awesome. It looked like they had a great time.
I wonder what aided that great time.
Oh, boy. I mean, Lakeview's a really pretty campus, Earl says. They didn't put the chairs back.
No, they did not. And Tim's being kind. So yesterday...
The text you sent me was very, very strange.
I had super bizarre dreams on...
And Andrew often has super bizarre dreams that involve me in my church.
I don't get a ton of sleep Saturday nights. I usually, you know,
We're very different.
I'm a late night person, so I'm usually different. Up. But Saturday was a stressful day for me, not because of a wedding at my church, but because our school's soccer tournament was this weekend. We're a Lutheran school, and so we like go and play all the other LCMS Lutheran schools in the state of Florida and get our butt kicked. And so,
but you're a great coach.
Well, listen, it was way better than it has been in previous years.
I know.
I didn't realize this.
I've watched that team grow.
I did not realize this until the tournament. Last year, the team scored one goal all season, and it was in the second half of their second game of the tournament that they scored their first goal of the season.
Wow.
Can you imagine how demoralizing that would have been? But, so we had several players that couldn't make it. One, feel terrible. A kid's mom passed. We know at the beginning of the year, new kid at the school, mom had terminal cancer.
That's sad.
She passed, and the aunts decided, you know, this kid who loves being on the soccer team and has had a very hard couple of years, and when do his aunts schedule the funeral? On Saturday, the day of the one, like, you know, serious, like, real road trip game.
Yep.
Not a 20-minute away, you know, where everybody drives separately, but like a real... team caravan road trip for the team that he loves being a part of. So we lost him. We had a couple other kids that couldn't be there. And so to fill out our roster, Tim, we had two wonderful middle school ladies from the volleyball team. And because our school, we order all the same uniforms for all the sports.
Mm-hmm.
So
they could just rock.
So the kids keep the same uniform, the same number from the time they get it till forever. And
not a bad idea.
It's a great
for any sport.
For any sport, it saves money and it keeps some continuity.
It's just basketball and soccer jerseys are very
different.
Yeah, I
think they might have, I don't know.
Flag football overlap.
Volleyball, yep. Track, or I don't know.
All those
would
work.
Whatever it does. So we had two girls from the volleyball team. And so Saturday night, I had two distinct dreams. Number one was, hey, Andrew, you are now the girls' soccer coach. And it turns out that's been your calling all along.
It's time. And it's time to lean into your calling.
And so that was weird. And then the other dream, I had seen one picture from someone who was at this wedding.
Sure. Again, the photos look great.
And I texted you.
Awesome.
And I said, Tim, I had the weirdest dream. This is probably right after the Buccaneers loss or something. I don't know exactly what time it was yesterday. And I said, I had a dream that, insert person's name here, who we both know from the local ministry world, who got married at your church this weekend. That their wedding party completely trashed Lakeview, and you showed up on Sunday morning and everything was all messed up. And you said, who have you been talking to?
I thought you were joking.
You're like, that's not funny, Andrew. We've been dealing with this for the past 2 days.
I was going to open up the show with this morning. I was going to surprise you with the great story, and somehow you already knew.
I had no idea how. Now, in my dream, the thing that was most messed up was that they just like went to your tech booth and like unplugged everything to try to get their own gear in for the to live stream it and stuff.
That would have been tough.
So that would have been bad. But yeah, no, I completely understand. A good coach would have let the kid understand. His mom would have understood. Okay, CJ. Yes,
football is life.
I get it. It was not the kid. It was his aunts. who are now, it's a thing.
Matt says, when doing a solid turns into a mess, new policies are written. So let's hear it, world. How many of you have, I don't know, let things slide a little bit when you know there's a policy in place?
There have been times that I thought I was doing a solid and it turned into a mess, but that's a different.
I don't even want to go there. I knew where your brain was going and I just wasn't going to go there.
Poop joke.
But how many times have you thought, I know we have this policy written, but that's, you know, it's case by case.
Yeah.
We can bend the rules a little bit.
And then a policy
you
needs
bend the
to
rules.
Be developed.
You bend the rules and you pay the price. Mm. Ouch.
Well, what happened to my friend Tim this weekend?
Ouch.
Except for the fact that you weren't there.
I wasn't there.
And for good reason. Tim, you've had a week. You've had a week.
It's been a week. The reason I wasn't here last Monday was in the hospital with an elder who was having open heart surgery. Praise God. He is home. He's recovering. He's already making more jokes than he already should. And if you know him, then you know.
That's a lot of jokes.
That's exactly who he is. On Wednesday, my wife was having a procedure done, so I was in the hospital next to her.
And?
Before that, on Tuesday, I was in the animal hospital because my dog was getting sliced open because he ate something he shouldn't have eaten, and they were pulling things out of his gut that should not have been in there.
And I was texting you Wednesday morning saying, Tim, you need to make t-shirts that say, like, Hospital Week 2023.
So that was Monday. It was Tuesday. It was Wednesday.
And then the world changed.
My wife was getting delivered back to the room, successful procedure, and I get a 911 text from a church member, and it was an absolute 911.
Yeah.
I typically wouldn't call someone back right away when I'm sitting next to my wife in a hospital room, but I did call back right away.
Steve, always good to hang with you, buddy.
Always. We'll see you soon, bud. And I immediately rushed to another hospital to aid a family In an absolute crisis.
See, I thought that you were at the same hospital.
Well, that's how the story goes. I was told that the baby was being rushed to the hospital Stephanie was at, which he was. So I went to the nurses and they said, he's not here yet. I said, okay. And then I got a call from our care team who was also at the hospital. And they said, he's here, but he's not staying here. He's
gotcha.
Getting life flighted to a different hospital. So then I went home, dropped Stephanie off. And I beelined for the other hospital. So the plan was to actually beat the helicopter there, which I did. So I got there before the baby did and saw mom and dad and baby and helicopter pilots running through the lobby while I was waiting on. So the church members are actually grandma and granddad.
Mm-hmm.
So I was waiting on granddad to get there to be with him. Whew.
Yeah.
It was wild. It was crazy. A lot of prayers. We ended up holding a special prayer vigil on Thursday night for baby Nathaniel. And
you and our buddy Tommy.
Yep.
Who
mom and dad are members of Live Oaks.
Both of us. And so two churches coming together for a prayer vigil. And I mean, I wonder how many churches across the area and across the country at this point have been involved.
I had texted my network of pastors in the area, as well as you guys, to, hey, just have your prayer teams praying. Here's the situation. And then 5 minutes before the vigil started, dad reached out from ICU and said, we want to be there. We can't. Can you guys live stream?
Mm-hmm.
So we live streamed with no moment's notice at all. Mm-hmm. It was just on the spot. And thousands of people actually jumped on the live stream with us. So we had a ton of people praying. There are signs of a real miracle in the making right now. And that's what we're doing now.
Yeah.
Getting updates every couple of hours, continuing to pray. I mean, when stuff like that happens, all of a sudden, the sidebar ministry stuff is like, does that really matter? Like, it matters, but like it gets.
But like, who cares if there's a broken mirror?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
who cares
everything,
if some chairs get moved?
Everything gets put into perspective when you're losing sleep and you're up all night praying and crying out. Like, they're like, suddenly, like, the little things in life are like, okay, like, I get that there's value there, but this
is important.
This is really, really important. And this is like, that's ministry sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you'll have weeks where weddings trash your campus and you have church members dealing with a sudden tragedy all within a 24-hour time period.
It's like there's the frustrations
yep.
that probably take up way more of our time and attention than we would like to admit
yeah.
the frustrations do. And then there's the tragedy when you're like, thank you, Jesus, for the frustrations.
Yep.
That if this is what I have to deal with, by all means. So, yeah.
Yeah. What so a, it's.
What was the mood yesterday? Because I'm assuming.
So,
you know, there's.
It was a very heavy Sunday.
Yeah.
Because by that time, most of the church knew what was going on. Most of them attended the prayer vigil. There was a few new people who showed up yesterday that were like, what's going on?
So not exactly a seeker friendly service.
We had a meet and greet right after where I got to talk to a few new couples that understood. Okay. Yeah. We got that. It was a very heavy Sunday. Grandma and Granddad actually showed up to church on Sunday yesterday. So again, we spent some time praying together. I did preach there. There was some debate as to whether or not I would even preach. I just thought, should I, like, what should we do? We were in the middle of a series. I think it worked well just to still preach, but also acknowledge the weightiness in the room. So you had to balance that because you could feel it. Like the very beginning of service, I actually X'd the announcements. We X'd the greeting time. I just got up, welcomed everybody, said, let's just pray. And we're going to just continue in worship. So I think there are Sundays where you have to be open to saying, you know what? I get that we have an order and a rhythm and things that we typically do, but sometimes we need to pivot.
Oh, I want to get to two things with it. I feel like I'm interviewing you on this.
You would be a great interviewer.
On this very special episode of the Morning After Ministry Show.
Feels a bit like an interview.
Tim, not
only. But we've all been here. Like, yeah, we've been in these moments.
But not only did you have that, but you weren't supposed to be preaching.
No.
And so you were preaching a manuscript that was written by the elder who had the open heart surgery.
He was going to preach.
And so there's that I want to talk about. But also about, I don't know, 4 or 5 in the morning, my phone starts going off. And I'm thinking, what is going on? Because I look over and it is our Practically Pastoring group chat.
I'm texting you guys at 5 in the
morning
on Sunday.
Because you're up at that point. And I've only been asleep for 3 hours at that point.
I didn't want to be up at that point.
On Saturday nights. And I'm like, what are they doing? And usually when we get a text, it's from one of the guys who isn't preaching that morning. It's like, hey, here's a funny meme. I'm like, dude, it's 2 in the morning.
I know. I am not one to send those, but I see them.
And so I was – that's what I assume. And I look over and Tim – you had a guest worship leader cancel on you for good reason.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they're still in the hospital.
But you had a guest worship leader cancel on you.
We had a guest worship leader lined up for a month and a half because our normal worship leader's out of town. And I got a text at 4:50 in the morning on Sunday. So sorry, we're in the hospital. Like, we can't get there today.
And you're also preaching a manuscript that's not yours.
So I'm
with
in
short notice when you've spent your entire week in the hospital.
Like, there have been Sundays where you're in scramble mode, and then there's a Sunday where your worship leader, like, they physically can't be there. Like, that was a whole new level of scramble mode. I was like, how early is too early to call in a backup? So I actually waited till 6:30. Like, as hard as it was, I just thought 6:30 is early, but it's not brutal 5 a.m. early. Called the first person that the Lord really said this, like, she could do it. And and she said, yes, my kids are sick. My husband's going to stay home. So she was actually up most of the night with her sick kids. Husband stayed home to watch the kids. This family is unreal. And we just said, Sarah, look, we can change the set list. You just tell us, you know, what 3 songs that we've done recently that you've led, are you comfortable doing? And it was awesome. It was all like, no one would have known. Like, had we not, I did mention it in the sermon because it fit, but had I not mentioned it, nobody would have had any idea that we had like the ultimate pivot of changing songs. And I mean, dude, that's a lot.
Changing songs the morning of,
changing worship leaders,
changing preacher.
And we changed the team an hour before the service because some couldn't be there and some needed to be there. So it was, it was a wild week. It was a wild weekend.
At any point, did you say, thank you, Jesus, that the Jaguars played on Thursday?
Yesterday afternoon. Well, I'm sitting there, I'm watching NFL Red Zone. I'm just like, I'm so glad that this is one less thing I have to stress about. I got to stress all Thursday night when the Jags won, but I didn't have to stress on Sunday afternoon because, man, my wife was like, what's wrong with you last night? And I was like, babe, I'm really tired. She's like, why?
Oh, yeah. What have you been doing?
Yeah. And then she was like, that's right. You had a lot going on this week and weekend. Like, I snapped at my kids more times than I could count. I'm like, what? Stop it.
Did they
Stop
deserve it? Did they deserve it?
Yes, I constantly tell my son, stop tormenting your sisters.
Should we stone them? I'm just saying, we just watched a video that Frank sent us. And I'm just wondering if we should stone your children.
Like, Avery has a bunny that she loves. Aaron will take that bunny.
It's a stuffed bunny, I hope.
And lord it over her where she can't reach it. And she is in tears. She's a puddle on the ground. Why do big brothers do this? You were her protector.
I don't know.
Not her tormentor.
The kid needs more screen time, maybe. Does he have anything else? that he could be doing?
He plays Madden every day. What else does he need?
I don't know.
That's got a Madden 24, an $80 video game. Andrew.
See,
remember when video games were 40 and I was like, wow, this is crazy expensive.
When they jumped from 40 to 50 and I was like, Tim, I told my boys years ago that I wanted to get an Xbox to get them kind of more into sports with me because we have two Switches at the house.
Did you and I both not learn sports through video games? Yeah. Like, I learned rules. I learned how to play.
I am convinced that, you know, the reason that we have like true freshman quarterbacks playing college football now is because you learn to read a defense at 12 now.
Yep.
Because, oh, the safety's moving up here. You know.
That's, yep. Aaron walks in the field like in tackle and says, that's cover three. I saw it in Madden.
Yeah.
Like, he knows.
And so I was planning to do that. And then I started this doctoral program and I know myself. And if I listen, my Dallas Seminary transcripts reflect the fact that I had access to an Xbox for most of seminary. And so I knew that it was not wise to bring a new Xbox into my house. And so the minute I finished, a couple of my kids were like, hey, Dad, when are we getting the Xbox? You said it. When are we doing it?
Oof.
And so it needs to happen, but
it is time.
I mean, we
your boys in FIFA, they could.
My oldest, who's a starting forward on my soccer team, might understand what offsides is if he had FIFA.
To be fair, the offsides rule in soccer is finicky.
There's nebulous to it, but also because it's middle school, Christian school soccer.
Yeah.
Saturday was the first time we ever had two refs on the field. And soccer is a game that's designed to have three refs on the field. Two's better than one. But so you can't really call offsides well with one.
No, you can't.
But you still can't do everything with two. So it was, t'was an issue.
Coach, were you complaining a little bit out there? You don't normally get heated on the sideline.
No, I was.
You're not much of a clipboard thrower.
No, I gave a Twinkie to the goalie on the other team because he took a free kick at one point, and I was like, hey, Zeros, if you make this, I got a Twinkie for you. Because it was a joke with the team. So, like, I had a box of Twinkies on the sidelines. So when we were shaking hands at the end, I handed him a Twinkie.
That's funny.
That was fun.
That's funny.
The ref who was on my sideline, because when they do two refs, you typically go half to touchline on the other end.
Yeah.
And then you're watching the ball in and out on the one end, but you're also like the ref of record on that half.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy who was on the other end, it was his first weekend tournament ever. He's had like a certification for maybe a month.
Wow.
And he botched some really bad calls. It wouldn't have mattered. We were overmatched. And the second game we played, it was the school who was hosting the tournament. They have a varsity and a JV middle school soccer team.
So they've got some legit players out there.
It's the kind of Christian school that has a dedicated flag football field and a dedicated soccer field next to each other, you know, one of those things. So we weren't going to, they have more kids per classroom than we have in all of middle school. So we were fine. We did not embarrass ourselves.
But you had fun out there.
But we had fun. And
the guys got some good reps.
The referees laughed at me because I make jokes.
You're a funny guy.
And when I'm sitting on
Dr.
the bench.
Dr. Larson, you are a funny
when
guy.
When it's me and two middle school girls being like, wow, they're a lot bigger than we are. It's how do you not laugh?
It's funny.
We also have fourth grade boys starting against eighth grade boys, which biologically there's a pretty big difference there.
Slightly.
Like no time in your life will there be a bigger difference in 4 years except for birth to four than there is from fourth grade to eighth grade. Unless you're dead. Like,
true.
Death to 4 years might be that biologically that might be a difference because of like decay and stuff.
Sure.
But that's not in your life.
And it's not going to be in sports.
Tim, on Saturday, our church had a work day.
I didn't even know about this. Did you publicize this?
Yeah, we don't. Like, we publicized in emails and stuff. It's not like a.
You didn't tell me.
It wasn't.
I had no idea.
It was not a grammable thing. But
I could have showed up to help.
When they were planning all of the things, I said, "Hey, this day." There were a couple of people that were gung ho in organizing it, and I said, "If you pick this day, I have a soccer tournament that's been on the calendar for a year. I cannot be there at this day." And it was determined that having a couple of people that were there organizing were more important than me being there. Apparently they've seen me swing a hammer and they're like, we're good.
Dr. Larson.
They scheduled a work day when the pastor could not be there.
We're good for you to go to your soccer tournament and not be here.
And so I got here on Sunday and so much was done. I was like, oh, wow.
Thanks, guys.
This is what happens when there's a work day that
I'm like one of the only ones paid here and you did all the work.
Yes. It was great.
That's awesome.
I came in and like drywall got repaired. We had a leak during the storm the other day.
Nice.
It was just a silly downspout pipe got moved. Like the water's just literally going up against the building, which is not good for foundation work. So we had some drywall get repaired. We had some furniture get put together. We had, I showed up yesterday morning and the dumpster was just so, so full. And I was thrilled that the city of Safety Harbor took all of our rubbish away this morning.
Thank you, Safety Harbor.
But it was like in the six and a half years I've been here, it was by far the most productive workday.
And it's the one
it's
worked
at.
And
the one
at.
That I wasn't at.
Is that surprising? Because I can just see you talking most of the time instead of working and distracting everyone.
I am the coffee.
You're passing out Twinkies.
I'm the coffee and cinnamon rolls guy at a workday. Like, hey, can I heat up your cup? Also, for a workday, I think a workday should be done when it's kind of cool out. Like, you know.
Well, it had been cool. Like previous days,
it was not cool on Saturday.
It heated up over the weekend. My pool heated up quick.
Yeah, I got because I coach with the visor on. Yeah, I don't. So you can see,
nice little visor tan.
There's some visor tan in the where normal people that don't deal with male pattern baldness would have hair. So if my hairline actually went to where my hair goes.
But I mean, since you've been on the pills, that's looking great.
There's so much more hair than there used to be. That's another thing. I told one of the eighth grade boys from St. Paul Lutheran there in Lakeland. I said,
about your hair rejuvenation process?
This kid had like when he ran, the hair bounced, you know? It was just
flowing.
It was just this beautiful hair. And I had been joking around with his coach because we knew before the game started what the game was going to be like.
Yeah,
you know, they were running in military formations. And
you get an idea.
They were practicing set pieces. And we were like, hey, kids, time to get off the swings and come on
kick
the field.
Ball here.
Yeah. So I was joking around with their coach and I said to this kid, I said, I spend like $50 a month on medication and shampoo to try to keep what little hair I have left in my head. And then watching you run around out there, it just makes me mad. So I'm like, I hope you have a terrible game because your hair is way too pretty. He scored 3 goals.
Of course he did.
It was ridiculous. But what are you going to do? Tim, another exciting thing that we did here at Safety Harbor this week. We started a new series, not on Sunday mornings. We're finishing Habakkuk next week. But
which is a fun one.
It's, you know, hey.
It's a series.
It's a series. Hey, God, I'm mad at you because you're letting bad people do bad things. And then God's like, hey, here's what I'm going to do to take care of it. And I'm like, wait, no, I'm more mad at you because I don't like your plan to fix it.
Yeah.
But also, you're in charge and I'm not, so I'm going to submit to your – that's – I just summarized all of Habakkuk for you.
You did. It was a complete sovereignty of God sermon.
It was because you've been faithful in the past, I'm going to trust that you're faithful in the future.
That's the one.
That's where we are. But Tim,
it's a good
on
one-liner.
Wednesday nights, we started a series on Samson that you and I worked on.
Now, Wednesday nights would be your student ministry night.
Youth group.
Okay.
And you were having a rough day Wednesday. You had been in multiple hospitals. There had been thousands of tears shed.
It was a tough one.
And I messaged you. Every time we go back to one of our old series that we did for DYM, the conversation that you and I have is, man, we were such good youth pastors.
We used to know what we were doing.
Yeah.
There's a chance that we used to actually know what
we
were doing.
I opened that up and I was like, oh, I read over it once. I made a couple of tweaks because it was a decade old manuscript and it was.
That was, I think that was like 2013.
That
maybe
was
14.
Trying to think. So it was
I can't remember. We
started DYMing together December January 1st was the first series that came out.
Right.
So it came out in 2013. So this would have been fall of 2014.
Yep.
So it was a 9-year-old manuscript that we did. But, you know, it was for youth groups, so there were some outdated things in it. But, man, we put a lot of work into those.
Honestly, dude, I taught that in May of this year when I stepped in to fill the gap while we were in need. And the eisegesis was good. The exegesis was good.
The wrestling graphics were probably
hilarious. Still hilarious.
I did not use them. I did not.
Oh, we did.
Oh, I was gonna say.
I didn't use the videos, but I used the graphics because for some reason I saved all of my PowerPoints then too. So I was like,
oh.
Like I had multiple students like, wow, like everything looked good tonight.
You were prepared.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I just put it right in the computer. That's literally all I did. 20 minutes before youth group.
It's really fun. It's really nice to like know, hey.
So did you do week one?
Yeah, we did week
so
one.
So when is bro, do you even lean? Is that two or three?
That's three.
Okay, so it's, I for this one, I brought in a ladder. Like I did
to lean up on something.
Mm-hmm. I had my son climb the ladder Mm-hmm. It worked. Like the object lesson was there.
We have pony wall. We have a pony wall in the worship center.
Oh, that'll work.
Soundboard is.
Yep.
So we could like have a kid fall on all of our computer gear.
That would work.
It would certainly.
Do you have youth group in the worship center?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we do.
Like back of the worship center?
Yeah, back.
It's
back,
a nice. Yeah. It's a nice spot.
The conversation area.
Yeah, yeah.
Back
it's a
there.
Great table.
And we have. We set
dude,
up,
you could utilize the TV back there. Okay.
Well,
okay.
So what we do is we
so you could use the
we
slides.
We set up the Wii.
Gotta have the Wii.
And we have like some kind of a Wii Sports tournament every week. So
that doesn't get old.
No, it
that's
doesn't.
Always fun. That's always fun.
It's yeah, it's great.
It's classic.
It's still good. In fact, when they were cleaning out one of the closets, they found all these old Wii games. If you want,
that's a lot.
If you want Rock Band for the Wii, I know a guy.
I love me some Rock Band.
I never got
band.
Into it.
Oh,
never.
I love it so
just
much.
Didn't have the coordination.
I would go to Best Buy after school just to play because they had the demo set up. Mm. So me and my friends would go there just to play
Speaking
Guitar Hero.
Of Best Buy after school, my firstborn and I are watching through one of my favorite shows of all time, which is Chuck, which was supposed to be set in a Best Buy, but Best Buy didn't like want to get on board, so they call it a Buy More. But it's very obviously a Best Buy that they've just changed yep. things on, and there's lots of storylines about people just coming in to play video games. But also,
I was one of those people.
Tim, we forget that 2008, 2009, the world was a different place.
Very different.
That was when we had the Hardee's commercials that you wouldn't let your children watch. And so what was...
Those were bad.
NBC 9 p.m. appropriate on a Tuesday in 2009. You're like,
like those were the days where we couldn't have like Super Bowl parties yeah. for youth group.
Or
like,
that's,
we knew.
That's when you had to like have the devotional at halftime.
Yeah, you had to.
Because... Whatever.
But like these last 3-4 years, I don't think there's been anything like questionable.
It's funny how
and during the commercials,
just like little things in society change.
Yeah,
you know, and there are some things that are not better than they were before.
Just a few things.
It wasn't that long ago that you know. Again,
yeah,
we would be afraid of what commercials kids would see at a church Super Bowl party.
Now, if you're watching Hulu with your wife later at night, then there's some questionable things on
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
I'm like,
there's some weird commercials.
I'm like muting it. I'm like, why are they?
And the commercials are
what
so
are these
much
pills
louder.
For? Yeah.
The I'm commercials like, are so much louder.
I thought they changed that rule.
I don't know.
Thought they changed.
Yeah, they did for cable, not for streaming.
That's why.
That's what it is. It's so, and I have DirecTV stream, so my Hulu is streaming. My cable is not cable. It's actually streaming. So I get yelled at during every commercial break.
Andrew, I forgot something. You didn't even acknowledge my brand new shirt that I'm rocking.
They all look the same to me.
I now have more than one floral Jacksonville Jaguar shirt. Thanks to get ready
I
for
saw
this.
The pictures.
Thanks to my home group. So it's birthday week.
It's birthday week.
It's birthday week for both of us.
I'm Friday. He's
I'm
Wednesday.
Wednesday. I had no idea. Obviously,
one of us is 5 years older. I'll let you guys guess.
After the long week, my wife and I were looking forward to home group, just time to hang out. It was baked potato night, so we were looking forward to. And they buy these Costco.
Tim, how are you? Not you, other Tim.
These Costco baked potatoes that are probably the size of our A10 Mini here, which are easily...
It is a russet potato.
They are Costco potatoes.
When I see a giant potato...
Costco baked potatoes.
I think... Did you see The Martian with Matt Damon?
Yes.
See,
yes, I did.
See, now whenever I see a big potato, I just think of Matt Damon growing potatoes in his own poo.
Which he had to do.
He had no choice. How he had to stay alive. That's another one where I read the book first and saw the movie.
I didn't read the book.
Well, I think the book might have actually been better.
The movie was good.
No, hang on. Sorry.
The movie was better.
I think that was a situation where the movie was actually better.
I feel like
the
book could have been a little boring.
Yeah, because it's like a guy.
Just here.
It's a guy alone in space.
Like the visuals
growing,
are what make that.
Growing potatoes in his own poo.
Yeah. So, Andrew, we show up to home group on Saturday night, and I guess they got together. This had obviously been planned for a while because they had time to go on Amazon, on NFL Shop.
They had to grow beards.
They had to grow beards. I walked in and everyone was dressed like me. I don't know if you've ever been to a party where people attempted their best version of you. It was very funny.
Just patterned shirts and solid ties.
I had to, like, you would be, yeah, that actually would be a fun party for you.
I've got a lot of,
I had to double take.
I have more ties at home.
There were a lot of Jaguar shirts, multiple beards on females.
Mm-hmm.
And they all, apparently I have a pose like for photos.
Yes.
So they were like, I walked in, they were all doing,
yeah,
like the Tim the side, Tim. The tilt head, eyebrows up, half smile.
I see it.
It was really funny. And then at the end of the night, they literally were like, we're never going to wear this again. So they all took the shirts off their backs, handed me their Jaguars gear. I'm like this and presented me with a very nice floral Jaguars button down that I'm obviously wearing right now.
That is. it's like double presence that way.
It was really cool. After a long week, it was like, this was really nice. This was needed. Matt Hole's already got a new band name. Are you ready for it? Potatoes and Poo.
But technically, he colonized Mars.
He did.
Like, by planting... planting, growing, and harvesting plants on unclaimed ground, it became his as soon as he harvested it. Legally.
Tim says baked potato bar night, and that's what we had, is one of my favorite youth group nights. That would be fun, too. We provide the potatoes. They bring the toppings. And this was great at ours. We had chili. You name it. Like chili and a baked potato.
I love it.
Oh, so good. It was so good.
You know, I'm not a sour cream on potato person.
I am.
I'm a sour cream on tacos.
For sure.
I like a little bit of sour cream in my mashed potatoes, like if when they're being made. But I'm not a sour. I think it's the.
What's your go-to baked potato topping?
I mean, cheese, butter, bacon, chives.
Yes.
But
sour cream.
I love chili as well. It's.
The sour cream provides the creaminess.
The butter melts into the potato.
It does.
Sour cream doesn't quite the same way.
But it cools the potato down if it's too
hot. I would say the temperature difference is the other thing that weirds me out. Because you don't want room temperature sour cream ever.
No.
That's how you get E. coli. I don't know how E. coli works.
I think that's from other things. That could be how you grow your potatoes, but I'm not sure.
Maybe. But... yeah, I just don't do sour cream on a potato. I do like chili on a potato.
Ooh, CG's got a good idea. How about a breakfast bar night at youth group? Is that like pancakes, eggs, bacon, like just a straight breakfast buffet?
We had like six different breakfast casseroles on Sunday after church. It was so good.
Lindsay hasn't been on in a while. Glad she was able to jump on for the potato bar debate.
Serious ministry stuff.
Very serious.
Serious ministry stuff.
It's we take we ourselves very seriously, yes. Our lives seriously.
Yeah, it's what we do.
So potato bar nights matter.
They do. We will
All
regularly...
potatoes matter. We had sweet potatoes. All potatoes matter.
Gross. I do not do sweet potatoes.
Cinnamon, sugar. It's a dessert.
I don't do sweet potatoes.
It is a dessert.
It's a texture issue for me.
You were a texture issue.
It's a texture issue, but and then the taste. So then any other kind of sweet. I don't do sweet potato fries.
Why?
I don't do mashed sweet potatoes unless it's from the kitchen here across the street.
Why do you hate everything?
They do a vanilla sweet potato mash.
You must be the worst at parties. Like you're the guy that ruins all the fun.
They do a bed of sweet potato mash with scallops on top. That's fantastic. That
sounds great.
That's the only sweet potato.
Tim says continental breakfast. Don't mind if I do. Mm. CJ says Cracker Barrel needs a buffet. Could be dangerous.
I love a breakfast buffet.
If you're going to the Newport Richey Cracker Barrel, you do not want a buffet there.
You don't. You might want a tetanus shot, but it's fine. I didn't go to Cracker Barrel, but Tim, my firstborn did not have school on Friday, so we have three public school kids in the Larson house right now and one private school.
Is this three? Like, hang on. How many different schools are you at?
We have four boys at three different schools.
See, that is wild to me.
It is.
How do you do that?
I am up way earlier than I want to.
We are at two different schools, and it's exhausting. Yeah. Like, the thought of three is... And your wife works at one of them.
Yeah, so she takes two with her.
Which helps.
I get one to a bus stop, and then I get one to drop off. And he also rides his bike sometimes.
I was about to say, so he's not riding his bike anymore sometimes?
It depends on the day. So, like, if we have soccer practice, and I'm going to be there in the afternoon... then it doesn't make sense for him to ride his bike.
Tim's stick together. Tim's always stick together. Sweet potatoes where it's at. Thanks, Tim.
But so my firstborn did not have school on Friday, and the other three did. And
what'd you guys do?
One of the T-Mobile Tuesday deals last week was a free stack of Denny's pancakes. And
I saw that.
I do love me some Denny's.
I thought they might have had a movie ticket deal at some point.
They did,
too.
But I wasn't going to take my child to see Under the Flower Moon.
I want to see that so bad.
It did not look like something.
It's 3 hours and 40 minutes. It's a long one.
Than the Taylor Swift concert. So
true.
So what I could
have done that.
I could have gotten the $5 ticket for Under the Flower Moon and then gone into the Taylor Swift concert, which really would have been more me anyway. But Tim, Denny's has gotten expensive.
Everybody's gotten expensive.
My Moons Over My Hammy was $14.
What?
$14 for a Moons Over My Hammy with hash browns. It's crazy.
You could have fed your entire family at Publix for that.
Tim
says, could they do a Golden Corral Cracker Barrel combo similar to KFC Pizza Hut? But I like the trifecta of KFC Pizza Hut Taco Bell because the fragrance. Like you walk in there and you're getting Kentucky Fried Tacos. Like you just...
We have a KFC Taco Bell right by our house, and what stinks is
the store. When you walk in,
and the service, and the speed,
everything
it's bad.
Other than the Baja Blast Mountain Dew,
I don't do it. I love regular Mountain Dew, but I can't Baja Blast. but the KFC Taco Bell combo does not let you use the Taco Bell app. And the Taco Bell app is the only
blasphemous.
It's the only way I'll ever order Taco Bell, because
I'm gonna tear my garments.
You have online exclusives in the Taco Bell app, and it just saves the day constantly for me. So, but I do love a KFC bowl, so I'll go to
big fan.
I'll go get a KFC bowl at the KFC Taco
this is
Bell
what,
combo.
This is what this show's all about. Your favorite fast food establishments.
Do you remember, like 20 minutes ago when you were talking about the miracle of like a 11-month-old who almost drowned.
And here we are talking about Taco Bell because CJ reminded us that Taco Bell breakfast slaps. I'm not a huge Taco Bell breakfast guy. I can't do that much cheese in the morning.
I've never done Taco Bell breakfast, but I have done Golden Corral breakfast, and boy, is it good. Have you ever, Tim?
Matt's wondering if Baja Blast tastes like sunscreen smells.
Tim, have you ever gone to Der Dutchman in Sarasota?
Heard of it.
It is an Amish restaurant.
I know. I've heard all of it. I want to go.
Most Der Dutchmans are in the area surrounding Columbus, Ohio, which is where my grandpa is.
But we have one not far.
My pop-up had his 97th birthday party at Der Dutchman in Ohio.
Should we broadcast live from Der Dutchman's next week?
I don't know if they have Wi-Fi. It's an Amish restaurant.
I have a hotspot.
That's very true. Holy cow. Do they have spectacular Amish breakfast buffet. I don't think we should do it next week because we have practically pastoring after multiple things to record. But maybe in 2 weeks, on a week that we're not recording Practically Pastoring, we could go down and do the Amish buffet in Sarasota. It is just so good.
Jeff says if you're not coming to the Morning After Ministry Show for miracles and fast food talk, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah,
I mean if that doesn't sum up this podcast, I don't know what does.
A child that got 2 helicopter rides that he'll never remember, and a miraculous healing, but also biscuits and gravy casserole. Like, it's not just biscuits and gravy.
It's a casserole. It's sausage gravy?
Yeah.
I'm a big biscuits and gravy guy.
All right, I'm going to...
Why am I so hungry now? Why are we doing
Googling
this?
Der Dutchman right now.
I am... Matt's wondering if PB Con should have Der Dutchman roadie?
I mean, it's not that far away. It's not that far. We could get to Sarasota.
Why don't we have a Morning After Ministry Show conference? If Practically Pastoring can pull one off.
How far away is Der Dutchman restaurant in Sarasota?
He's doing this live right now, folks.
Look at that. 62 miles by car. 1 hour and 11 minutes. We get to take the Skyway. I love taking the Skyway.
It's a great drive.
It's always a pretty drive.
And it's fun.
We are an hour.
And if it's windy, you get to move with the Skyway.
You might die. It's only $1.25 to go over the bridge. We can go to Ellington on the way back and like
there's
see.
A great outlet mall there.
No, it used to be a great outlet mall. Then the one by your house got built.
That's true.
And the Ellington is now like they've just like quit doing maintenance on it. It's awesome. It's great. I don't know if you're more likely to die on the bridge or at the outlet mall, but either way, we can visit our Mennonite brethren and say, hey, we're not gonna deal with minor doctrinal issues when you have a breakfast buffet.
If the food's good enough, I can overlook secondary issues.
Yeah, that's the way. It's the way I live.
I mean, that's how my church operates.
Yeah, that's why we have so much food every week here. We're not gonna fight. We are gonna eat. Speaking of eating, Tim, it's 12:30,
and we have talked so much. You guys are probably starving. Tim's already having reoccurring dreams. As a kid, he had this is legit. Tim had a reoccurring dream as a kid of being in a car on a bridge that was collapsing. Tim,
it's almost like you grew up in Tampa Bay.
Probably know about the horrors that is the Skyway Bridge in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I get it.
Quick Google search, you'll never sleep again.
But if you Google Der Dutchman,
better Google search,
you will get very, very hungry. They've got pie. Like when you're done, there's like
comes with pie?
No, it doesn't. If you're at some the buffet, meals. Sure. But Tim, they have a full on store that is essentially, it's like the Cracker Barrel store, but it's Amish stuff. And, but like,
I love the Cracker Barrel
store. You can buy your Beth Moore book
on audio
and your, Cracker Barrel has the audio book. Yeah.
I know.
But I was gonna say, you know, you can buy your devotional journaling book.
I need those.
And a hand knitted quilt and a pie, all when you leave the restaurant part of Der Dutchman.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm very, very hungry. I've got nothing else.
I'm good.
You've got work to get done. I'm sure we're in for another fun week of ministry.
Yeah.
Can't wait to talk about it next
hopefully
week.
Hopefully it's more frustrating and less tragic.
I'm all for that.
Hey, we'll see you then.
Same time, same place?
Well, actually at 11 this time, not whatever time you decide to roll out of bed.
Stop it.